Lily Montague was one of a unique group of late 19th, early 20th century Jewish women who chose, in lieu of marriage and motherhood, to find personal and professional fulfillment in Jewish service. While many of these women chose a path of Jewish philanthropic and educational causes, Montague was truly unique in moving beyond these fears. Montague, as founder of the World Union for Progressive Judaism, was a pioneer in the cause of liberal Judaism. Lillian Helen Montague was born on December 22, 1873, in London, England. Born into a prominent and wealthy Orthodox family, she was called to a Jewish life of social and Jewish service, and at the age of 19 founded the West Central Jewish Club for Girls. Years of Jewish and national public service resulted in the creation in 1902 of the organization which was later to become the World Union of Liberal and Progressive Synagogues. In 1926, the movement became worldwide and was renamed the World Union for Progressive Judaism. Established in London under the dynamic leadership of Montague as its honorary secretary and Claude Montefiore as its president, the newly formed organization was to unite into a permanent union the various progressive Jewish movements already in existence in countries throughout the world. Today, the union is the umbrella organization of the Reform, Liberal, Progressive, and Reconstructionist international movements, serving 1,200 congregations with 1.7 million members in more than 40 countries. In addition to being the founder of England's liberal Jewish movement and the World Union, Montague worked tirelessly as the union's honorary secretary until her death in 1963. A woman who was very much connected to her faith and religious ideals, in addition to her responsibilities with the World Union, Montague became the first Jewish woman to serve as a lay minister, giving her first sermon in 1918. Montague was also a magistrate and a prolific writer of articles and pamphlets and published 14 books. In the late 19th and early 20th century, liberal Judaism was often associated with the pacifist movement. As a proponent of liberal Judaism, Montague, herself a pacifist, had the privilege to establish close ties with many of the prominent leaders of liberal Jewish thought in America. Her correspondence with American rabbis, including Stephen S. Wise, Abraham Krombach, and Hyman Gerson Enelau, attests to this fact. Among the holdings at the American Jewish Archives is a fascinating letter that sheds light on how Nazism brought many early 20th century pacifists, including Montague, to the conclusion that war was the only way to defeat Hitler and Nazism. As a result of World War I, Rabbi Abraham Krombach was committed to pacifism and remained so for the duration of his life. When Krombach attempted to establish a specifically Jewish pacifist organization in 1924, Montague joined him in espousing peace above all else. The threat and advent of World War II caused Krombach to increase his pacifist activities. However, this letter, written by Montague to Krombach on October 20, 1939, brings to light that in the face of Hitler's advances, even she, a proclaimed extreme pacifist, realizes that there was no alternative to war. With regard to England's declaration of war against Germany upon its invasion of Poland, she writes in the fourth paragraph of her letter that we still hold that God challenges us to find another method, but for the time being we have failed. We were forced to confess, to our shame and regret, in September of this year, that we could not find any other method to deal with Nazism than by the power of force. Montague, a truly religious woman, continues by expressing her hope that when Nazism is suppressed, we will be able to harmonize our lives in conformity with what we humbly believe to be the will of God and build up his kingdom on the foundations of love, righteousness, and peace.